Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Alabama Supreme Court issues a great decision regarding marriage, stopping same-sex marriages in Alabama and putting an end to the lawlessness that was taking place. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Harry Mehet, who is our chief litigation counsel at Liberty Counsel and vice president of legal affairs. And Harry, we have been very involved in this decision, representing a couple of organizations in Alabama, filing suit directly with the Alabama Supreme Court, and the Alabama Supreme Court issued a great decision setting forth the law, saying that the single federal judge in Southern Alabama does not have jurisdiction over all the other probate judges, frankly, not throughout the entire state, and therefore the opinion is very limited, and the probate judges need to comply with the law, which is marriage is the union of a man and a woman. It's a great decision.
It really is a great decision, Matt, and it's so great to finally see a court put a stop to the homosexual juggernaut and finally dismantle the arguments that have been put forth to support same-sex marriage, which make absolutely no sense in light of this very well-reasoned decision by the Alabama Supreme Court.
Yes, and so the question comes up is whether or not this is an aberration that the Alabama Supreme Court did. Now, the other side, the side promoting same-sex marriage, says, oh, this is awful that the Alabama Supreme Court doesn't have any jurisdiction. This is all through this federal court. They need to comply with the court. However, there's been others in major media, national major media, left-leaning major media, that have not been able to take issue with the actual legal arguments of this opinion. And there's good reason why, because it is unassailable. So let's begin by talking about this decision. How is it that the Alabama Supreme Court can say that you need to stop same-sex marriage when this one federal judge in Southern Alabama said that the marriage amendment is unconstitutional? That's the decision that we have in Alabama. And why do we not see that happening throughout the rest of the country is the question.
Well, in Alabama, Matt, marriage licenses are given out exclusively by probate judges. Probate judges, in turn, sit under the authority of the Alabama Supreme Court. No probate judge was a party to the federal court case before Judge Callie Grenade, which had invalidated Alabama's marriage laws, which means that the federal judge had absolutely no jurisdiction over these probate judges to tell them to do or not do anything, because a basic proposition of federal law and of the limited jurisdiction of federal courts is that you do not have jurisdiction as a judge over parties that are not before you. So if she didn't have jurisdiction, that means only the Alabama Supreme Court has jurisdiction over these judges. It has supervisory authority over them, and it is through that authority that the Alabama Supreme Court decided a question of the of federal constitutional law, which it clearly has the right to do under federal law, and then told these judges that they must uphold Alabama law and the Alabama Constitution.
Yeah, so what you have is a couple of different things here so that people understand. First of all, this federal judge, this single federal judge down in what's called the Southern District of Alabama, in the southern part of Alabama, has jurisdiction over the people that are currently before that court. Not all the other people within that district as well, but currently those that are before the court. Secondly, even aside from that, wouldn't have jurisdiction outside of the Southern District of Alabama. Let me give you an example. We litigated in Virginia, and in Virginia, the district courts, the federal courts, are divided between the Eastern and the Western District. In Alabama, it's the Southern, Middle, and Northern. But in Virginia, it's Eastern and Western. We were in the Western District. We filed suit against the state constitution that went all the way back to the post-revolution, where churches were not allowed to incorporate. So we filed sued on behalf of Thomas Road Baptist Church against the Constitution, and we won in the district court. The federal court said that it was unconstitutional as a violation under the federal Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Now, the Attorney General of that state agreed that it was unconstitutional and decided not to appeal the case. Well, that was fine. We ultimately got the relief we needed for our client, Thomas Road Baptist Church. They were able to incorporate in April of 2002. But the problem that that created is that court's decision did not extend to the Eastern District of Virginia. So half of Virginia was operating under the proposition that that provision related to churches was unconstitutional. The other half was operating under the provision that it is still constitutional. So how did we remedy that? Well, we had to go to a statewide referendum. It got put on the ballot. And the ballot question was that this provision had been ruled unconstitutional by a judge. Do you want to repeal it? And the majority of the people in Virginia said yes. So that got repealed from the Constitution and was removed for the entire Constitution. Now, let's move over to California, because the same thing should have happened there. A single federal judge said that Proposition 8 was unconstitutional in his opinion. It went to the appeals court. Appeals court issued a decision, went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, no, that appeals court didn't have jurisdiction. It was vacated, so it's of no opinion at all, leaving only remaining the federal district court. Now, what we said after that was that decision is of limited applicability. It doesn't apply to the southern, it only applies to the particular area of the state and those people in front of it. Now, that means that in California, marriage as the union of a man and a woman should still be governed by Proposition 8, except for in a limited situation where this court had jurisdiction. But what happened was the governor and the attorney general, both liberal Democrats, radical Democrats, frankly, began to use their bully pulpit and intimidate the clerks who were going to be the ones issuing these licenses that they must issue licenses statewide to same-sex couples, otherwise they would be terminated. They had no legal authority to do that. It was a violation, and still to this day is a violation of Proposition 8. So what Alabama did to issue its decision was standard constitutional jurisdictional law. It's what should be happening in every other state around the country.
That's right, Matt. And you know what? The situation you described in California unfortunately repeated itself in virtually every state around the country where one lower federal court invalidated natural marriage. That decision should have only been applied to the particular parties in the particular district before the court. But unfortunately, other state officials simply began to voluntarily comply with the non-binding opinion of the court and to start issuing same-sex marriage licenses. That is nothing but lawlessness. That was the lawlessness that was happening in Alabama before Liberty Counsel came in and filed the petition with the Alabama Supreme Court, and that was stopped dead in its tracks in Alabama. That should have happened in every other state of our union. We cannot call ourselves a nation of laws while at the same time allowing clerks of courts or judges to go out there and to voluntarily disregard and disobey not only the law and the state constitutions, but the clearly expressed will of the people in these states who, by and large, overwhelmingly had chosen to affirm marriage as the natural union of one man and one woman.
And this lawlessness would have continued in Alabama had we not filed suit with the Alabama Supreme Court. So we
Absolutely.
Were there, and the Alabama Supreme Court issued the right decision. Go to lc.org to learn more about this case. Print out the press release and read this amazing, very encouraging decision at lc.org. You can read it from the press release. And also support Liberty Counsel financially and with your prayers. The website, again, is lc.org. That's lc.org. Go to the website, print out this opinion. I would encourage you to give it to your friends. Give it to elected leaders, because it is a textbook decision on jurisdiction, on the right of citizens to challenge these kinds of decisions, and also on the substance of marriage and the reach of a particular federal judge's decision. It is altogether It literally is a jurisprudence textbook written in nice language that's understandable and very powerful. You can go to lc.org. Thank you for your prayers and support of Liberty Counsel. We're continuing to stand in the gap to fight this battle. This is a battle we cannot give up on. This is a battle that we cannot lose. Go to Liberty Counsel's website and continue to pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel. You can support Liberty Counsel financially right there on the website as well. Sign up for the free monthly newsletter called The Liberator at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.